Coach's Insight continues here on CARE 93.7 as we now transition to ACCHS basketball, talking with girls head coach Austin Eckert, presented by L&L Construction. Coach, your team, three straight wins since the loss in the midseason tournament to Hiawatha. Most recently, you get it done at Valley Falls on a Tuesday night, 49-41. Get your 13th win of the season. You know, take us through that game a little bit. What'd you like from your team and how they performed against Valley Falls?
I thought we shared the ball at a pretty high level. I thought we did a lot of really good things offensively. There were moments where we played some of our best offensive basketball to the season, or to this point in the season. I think defensively we didn't play our best, but I think that also goes hand in hand with Valley Falls played really well. I think they hit 7 threes on the night. I thought that they played with a lot of energy and a lot of fight, but overall, I was pretty pleased with our effort.
Hard to believe, just now 4 games left in the regular season. Some teams have 5, some teams have 6, but you guys are down to just 4, including the game on Friday against McLouth. Certainly time flies, but how much has this team grown from the beginning of the season in December to where we are right now?
Oh, I think we're completely night and day from how we started the season. I think all of our girls on our team know their roles extremely well. I think there's some girls starting to step up and show capabilities of being a really good leader. And then there's flashes of greatness. And like you said, there's only 4 games left in our regular season, and then we're on to sub-state. Hopefully we can take those flashes of greatness and expand it into multiple quarters. Our third quarter has been pretty bad all year, but one of the biggest bright spots from last night, we had a really good third quarter that kind of gave us a little bit of a lead. So for the rest of the season, I just want to see us use those flashes of greatness and build on that and continue to play great.
You did have a 6-game winning streak earlier in the season, but you've won 3 straight, and all coaches are going to say you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of February into early March. Do you feel like you're getting close to that point, or do you see still room for improvement?
Oh, there's always room for improvement when coaches are talking or coaches are going back watching film. One thing I will say is I like that we haven't had our best basketball yet to this point. Looking back to last season, this is kind of when we started to play our best basketball, and I felt like we peaked maybe a week too soon last season. And so hopefully this year we start to peak, you know, right at that first week in sub-state or the game before. We're really excited with where we're at.
Yeah, and you get a second go-around with McLouth on Friday night. You'll get him at home. You saw him back in December. So it's been a while, so both teams obviously different since the first go-around. You won 49-21 in that first matchup. You see this McLouth team now. How much different are they compared to when you saw them the first time in December?
They still do some of the same things defensively and offensively, but obviously, you know, as you go through an entire season, you're going to add different wrinkles. One thing we know we're going to get with McLouth is they're going to play really, really tough defense. They're going to try and take away the things that we do well. They're going to try and take away certain actions in our offense. So we're going to have to be ready to make some adjustments or be a little more patient offensively because we know they are a good defensive team. And then when we're on defense, I just want to see us finishing possessions without giving them an extra possession. So finishing one-shot possession. Shot goes up, we finish with a rebound, and then hopefully at the end of the night, we're pretty pleased with our efforts.
That is ACCHS girls coach Austin Eckert joining us here. Our coach's insight on CARE 93.7. They are 13-3 on the year after a win over Valley Falls, 11-1 in league play, still a game behind Jackson Heights, who still yet to lose in league play, but you'll get Jackson Heights at the end of the season, which should be a very fun ball game as well. But for now, you'll get McLouth at home on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.